When a person wants to say no, you can't collect the money. Because when it says Lashon of Mimoch, from you, Afilu Miresh Kalusa, the Afilu Mishava Malka, from you is a strong Lashon. It doesn't maybe only mean you that's holding the star. Could even mean from Miresh Kalusa and from Shava Malka. So therefore, we do not know, even though you're holding the star, it's not for sure that I lent the money from you. It's not a pure IOU. Like, since it said Lashon of Mimoch, Mimach, if who was Mesufik had a doubt, maybe it meant from anybody, from other people. So you don't have a right to collect the money. On this, Omale Rav Chizda L'Rabba. So Rav Chizda told to Rabba, you should know, Puk Ayin Bo, go out and look into the Shiloh. To Leyurta, because by tonight, Bo Yilo Rav Huni Minoch. Shnei Rav Huni is going to ask this question to you to Rav Chizda. So he like warned him, he warned Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda warned Rabba that Rav Huni is going to ask you this question. So Rabbi Taka Nofak went out, dog, he was mine, he looked into it. The Yashkech, he found like this. He wanted to bring a proof that yes, with an IOU, if I'm holding on to a star that says, Reuven ben Shimon owes me $100 mimoch, and I'm holding on to it, I could collect it. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. We have a get Isha. Sheyeshal of Edom. The lady is holding on to a get that has Edom signed on it. But the Ains Boisman, there's no date in the star. There's no date of the get. So Abishol Aimer, Abishol says like this. In course of a boy, it was written inside this get. Kiryashtiya Hayoin. I was Megarish you today. So you should know kosher. You say the get is kosher. Because that's like a date. Even though we don't know exactly which day it was. But the person wrote, the husband wrote, or the sefer wrote, Kiryashtiya Hayoin. I was Megarish you today. So today means that the day we're in. Shram says, "Ksag ben hashto, kivon the eidim kochazid le biyodei, kochazid be hayoyim, harei kochazid be zman." That's called like this as the man here. Alma, what do we see? Hayoyim today, hahu yoyim adinofeg be mashma. It's mashma the day that it was written in. Rashi means the bezin was garish. It means the day that bezin wrote it to use it to give it for a dwar to get. The Chashrin Alei Kizman Gom, it's called a good Zman. So Hochinam here also, Mimoch, when in this star it's written I-O-U, it says Lashon I-O-U, and Ani, Yitzchak, Ben Moshe, I-O-U, $100, so it says the word Mimoch, it means Mehu Gavra Denofik Metusa Yadim Mashma. It means whoever's holding on to this star, it's Mashma that I owe you $1,000, I owe you $100. So it is a good star. Whoever's holding on to the star, but in the star it says that I owe you, so the word you means whoever's holding on to the star. So of course it should be a good star. So whoever's holding on to it, he has the right to collect from this Yitzchak ben Moshe, from the name that says inside the star. So that's what Rabbi said. On this Omulay Abaya, Abaya said back to Rabbi, the Dilma may be Abishoyel to Rabbi Eliezer Svirla. You have the right for Abishoyel. That's what Abishol says, if you have the get that's written Hayyim, that is kosher, maybe because he owes like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Yoma that we know Rabbi Eliezer Shita always is, Eidim Mesira Karsi. That the Iker Eidim is the Eidim Mesira, the Eidim that give it over. Those are Karsi. So therefore, since it's given over, therefore it's kosher. Like, we don't care so much about what's written inside the Shtar. The main thing is that Eidim saw it. Rashi says, Dilma Abishol Rashbam, Lechayish Lashum Zman the Git, maybe you don't need a Git, a Zman and a Git. It's kosher without a Zman altogether. If you hold like Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Lezer holds that Edim is Sira Karsi. The main thing is Edim that see the giving over of the Git. So you don't need Edim to start inside the Git, and you don't need Edim, you don't need a Zman either. So maybe that's why Abishol says it's kosher. But if you would need a Zman, maybe it'd be possible. Aval Hocha, but over here in our case, even though this person now comes to the Bezdin and says, listen, I have an IOU that this Yitzchak ben Moshe owes me money. So he has to pay it to me. Maybe no. Even though you're holding on to it, but maybe you're not the Malva, you're not the one that lent him the money. Maybe somebody else lent him the money. And that somebody else dropped the star and you found it. So just the fact that you're holding it is not enough proof to say that he should owe you the money. Omalais, he said back to him, Rabbi said back to him, no, the nefilah lechashinin. We're not afraid of that nefilah. People don't lose staris. And therefore, whoever's holding on to the star, and since it says, I owe you in the star, you have a right to collect the money. Samara says, not tame, like, where's Rabbi's proof?
I mean, not tamer. How do I know to say the loy chashin l'nefila that I'm not afraid that maybe the shtar fell from somebody else and really you have no right to collect the money? How do I know to say this? It's not, but not like this. Shnayim shehoyu biyirachas. Two people that were in one city. Shnayim shehoyu biyirachas. Shem echad Yosef ben Shimon. Our Mishnah. One person has the name Yosef ben Shimon. The Shem acha Yosef ben Shimon. And the second person in the same city also has the same name. Two people in the same city have the same name. Yosef ben Shimon. So lachar is einam yecholim lahitzi shtar chayiv ze al ze. Our Mishnah says that one has no right to say, listen, I have a shtar here, and it says that Yosef ben Shimon owes me $1,000. So the one that's holding the shtar has no right to collect it from the second one. For loy achar, yochol loytzi alein shtar chayiv, and not a third person could take out a shtar to one of these two people. Why? Because each one could say, it's not me, it's the other one. But the diuk is, ha'heim, but these two people, Yosef ben Shimon, if they have a shtar that they're the malva, that somebody else owes them money, ahoheim alacherim yecholim. But if they come with a shtar, one of these Yosef and Shimon comes to Bez and I have a shtar saying that this Yitzchak here, he owes me money, he has a right to collect the money, yecholim. And we say taka that the Yitzchak owes the money to this Yosef and Shimon, the one that's holding on to the shtar. Now the question is, v'yamai. Why do we say this Yitzchak, this Leiva, has to pay the money to this Yosef ben Shimon that's holding on to the shtar of Yamai? Lechesh, why aren't we afraid of the Nefila? Let's be afraid. No, he's not the real Malva. The real Malva was the other Yosef ben Shimon. Just the other one dropped the shtar, and the second one found it. So why is it mashma that one of these could be Moitzi shtar upon a third person? El Olav, isn't this a proof that Shema Mishnah, we have a clear proof, Lenefila lechashinim, that we're not afraid for Nefila. Even though the shtar, we're not afraid that it fell from one Yosef and Shimon. But we say no, the one that's holding it, he's the real Malva. And if he's going to take it out upon a second person now that says Yitzchak got the life of Yitzchak, he has the right to collect the money from the Yitzchak. So that's Rabbi's proof. The same thing with an IOU. Whoever is holding on to this IOU has the right to go to the Leiva. Like in the shtar it says, Yitzchak ben Moshe owes you $1,000. Who's the you? Whoever's holding the shtar. And we're not afraid that maybe it was written to somebody else and he lost the shtar. We're not afraid from the fila. People hold on to the shtar as they watch out carefully. They don't stop lose it. They know it's money, it's worth money. You don't stop as they lose the shtar. That's the proof in our Mishnah, Lina fila for fooling Lechashin. That's Chan Rabba. Mar says, though, but the Abaye says back, no. L'nefila dichad l'chashin. I'll tell you a big difference. In our Mishnah, we have these two people, Yosef and Shimon. And one of them has a shtar that somebody else, a third person, owes him money. So what are you afraid about? That maybe the other Yosef and Shimon dropped the shtar and he found it. So that we're not afraid, true. That one, if you're only afraid that maybe it was dropped from one person, that we're not afraid about. In other words, now Yosef and Shimon is holding the shtar. So most probably it's his shtar. What do you want to say? Maybe the other one dropped it just that one person should drop it and he should find it. That we're not afraid about. That's Takal HaShchiach. Therefore now, Mishnah, if one Yosef and Shimon has a shtar that somebody else owes him money, he has the right to collect money from that person. That person can't say, it's not you, it's the other one. No, we're not afraid the other person lost the shtar. But Abaye says, though, but l'nefilo derabim chashinim. But if we have a shtar that says, I owe you, so how do we know you're the one, you're the malva? What do you want to say? Just because you're holding it, could we know? There's a question of a million people involved. All the shtar says is that this poor Yitzchak owes you $1,000. Who are you? It could be one of a million people. It could be anybody in the whole city. So true, you found it. But how do we have a proof to say he owes it to you? Maybe it fell from one of the other 1,000 people in the city. That's what Abaye says back. Where it could have fell from 1,000 people, then we're afraid that maybe it fell from somebody else and just happened to be that you found it. If Abaye still says an IOU is no good, just the fact that it says IOU and you're holding the shtar, that's still not a good enough proof to say it belongs to you. Maybe still it's somebody else that lent him the money. The Mor says it's so, the Yelev, so the Yelahod, the Tanya. That's how we learned.